Welcome to the Fearless Podcast. In a time of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. All right, y'all, welcome back to the Fearless Podcast. We are already up to episode 10.
Episode 10.
And we're excited, y'all. We've been having a ton of fun cranking out the Fearless Podcast. And if you haven't checked it out yet, check out episode 9. That had a great time interviewing Billy Bonds from the Permaculture Pimp Cast and Permapasture Farms.
Yeah.
The homesteading pimp daddy.
Yeah.
It was great. We had a lot of fun, and we're going to be continuing to collaborate. So let's jump in to the podcast, and I want to tell you what started out my research in this podcast was, this was Barry Dyke's book, and this was written, Pirates of Manhattan. So book recommendation, Barry James Dyke, Pirates of Manhattan. I think I talked about this book when I was on with Chuck in episode 8. This was first published in 2008, but what really stuck out to me and got my attention was right on page 6. It's talking about the Enron debacle, which we have lots of great, fun, enjoyable things that we are still dealing with fiscally from the Enron debacle, as my good friend James Corbett says. On page 6, middle of the page, it says, Enron was and still is the poster child for speculation. Not only was Enron trading in energy, it began trading in broadband and weather futures. Weather futures, y'all.
Wow.
Weather futures. Oh, sorry about that. And, you know, we talk about, you know, chemtrails, and you always get the skeptics that smash on the whole chemtrails. And
it's
why would they do that?
Just look outside.
Who's paying for that?
We are.
How?
We are. Your tax dollars.
And so what I want to...
It's very simple.
Bounce a couple facts off y'all about all of this weather shenanigans and how lucrative it is. And we're going to also correlate this in light of all of the recent, air quotes, wildfires, whether they be in Canada, whether they be in Hawaii, wherever they may be. We're going to talk about all these different things and connect some dots. And it's very interesting. But it was funny. I was reading that Barry James Dyke book about a month ago, and I came across that and I highlighted it. I'm like, oh, I need to check this stuff out. Weather futures. Now, if you do a little Google on weather futures, they'll try to tell you that this is kind of phased out and they don't really this anymore.
Yeah.
But, okay, the first thing I want to draw your attention to is a Forbes article.
Okay.
It's got a great title. This is from July 16th, 19...
Oh, it has an amazing, amazing title, y'all.
1998, July 6th, 1998. This is a Forbes article called Betting Against God.
Oh, wow.
So,
capital G there.
Yeah, so for any of y'all that don't think these people hate God and they hate his creation...
Some God above the clouds.
And they're trying to destroy... all of God's creation, and we are the CO2, y'all. Well, if you haven't seen
we are God's creation, so that's why we are the byproduct that they're trying to destroy.
If you haven't seen that t-shirt, check out our merch at thetexasboys.com. We are the CO2.
Very true.
Brief intro to this article. At Enron's Corp's energy trading floor in Houston, two meteorologists stare at a storm patterns and nationwide temperatures on their monitors. The weather matters a lot to Enron. Warm weather means less gas sold. It matters to a lot of companies, golf course operators, electric utilities, coal miners, movie theaters, grain merchants. Enron is doing something about the weather, along with Coke Industries, a privately held commodities giant. and AltiCorp United, a Kansas City-based utility, Enron, is creating a new over-the-counter trading market in weather risk management. The idea? These sponsors, other corporations, and individuals who like to play speculator will use the market to take calculated bets on rain, snow, heat, cold, or wind. Just as a pension fund with a stock portfolio would hedge by purchasing a put option on the S&P 500 index, a business with earnings dependent on a hot summer could hedge with a side bet in favor of a mild summer. We think this could be as big as the $300 billion power and gas market, says Linda Clemens, 28, who's in charge of the weather trading at Enron. So now, if you Google search and blah, 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 Enron this, did this, and it kind of petered out or whatever, right? So that's the talking point.
Yeah.
Now, if you go over and check out the CME Group, right, the CME Group, you'll see all about the centralized clearing and counterparty credit guaranteed through CME clearing, and you're going to see all about all these different markets and the weather products they offer.
Oh, really?
So they offer weather products, whether it's heating, whether it's cooling, whether it's cumulative average temperature, and it goes by city code, y'all. Atlanta, Boston, Burbank, Chicago, Cincinnati, and you can go right by the city code, and if you want to do heating or cooling, maybe cumulative temperature, right? And you can place your bets on the crap table that is the commodities market, and you can still buy weather products, right? So if maybe you had a plane that sprayed aerosolized injections and you want to know who's paying for this and how are they paying for it.
Just imagine if they were doing that.
Yeah, just imagine if they could manipulate the weather.
By spraying some junk up in the air.
And, just imagine that. A lot of people want to only come at it from this notoriously evil, like, you know, kind of like a Bill Gates kind of thing. And look, they want to block out the sun and all this stuff. Which they do. I'm not gonna argue that they don't want to do that. But as they manipulate the weather, they can get paid by manipulating the weather. Whether it's hot, it doesn't have to get cold, it can be hotter, it can be colder, it can be drier, and they can make money.
Big time money, because, you know, if you go drying up the whole entire place like they're doing here in Texas, all of our crops dry up. You know, we got to sell off a lot of our beef cows, you know, and then they take all that beef and then they ship it overseas. And then that increases the price of beef everywhere. And yeah, they make big bucks. And then on top of that, all the stinking sprays with the heavy chemicals, it gets everybody sick. And then, You know, big old pharma there.
Bonus. You know, and I was just watching my buddy Bo down at Better Together Homestead. So they're down south of us a couple, 2, 3, 4 hours.
Yeah.
And he was saying how
Central Texas.
Yeah.
Right.
Yep.
Yeah.
He was saying how they're selling off their aquifers to San Antonio. So you have their own state selling them out.
Bo isn't.
No,
he's not.
No, but the local municipality, in conjunction with good old wheels, he's selling us all up the river.
Come on, buddy.
Down the river. He's selling the river, y'all.
Literally.
He's not selling us up the river. He's selling
literally.
The river. So thanks, Wheels. We love you, buddy. You're a great conservative. Mm-hmm. You
freedom.
You West Lackey.
Come on.
Why can't we secede and like just dunk Wheels in the Red River? Take Wheels for an inner tube ride down the Red River. Okay. So that's talking a little bit about weather options.
Yeah.
Just wanted to point y'all in a direction. Look, everybody's got to do their own research. Everybody's got
to
use your Brave browser and your Brave search. And the only thing worse than not having the information is having the information and not caring at all. Yeah. But you can also, wherever you may be in the country, you can also search for your local weather manipulation, the great state of Texas. You can search weather modification Texas.
Yeah.
And the state of Texas has a weather modification site,
dude,
that's sponsored and run by the state of Texas.
Isn't that so convenient? That's
so
nice of them.
You know, for all these years, everybody's been calling us tinfoil hatters. And
it's like right there in broad daylight.
Yeah, and that stuff's, I mean, not real.
Come on.
It's not enough that you can look up and see it, but there's all, they just do it in plain sight, and it's partially revelation of the method.
Yeah.
This is the way this thing goes down. So, the first thing I want to do is I want to pause real quick for a commercial.
Yeah,
and I want to
absolutely.
We have a sponsor for this podcast, and Chuck, I want to give you a brief commercial coming from Chuck.
So. Yeah, let's get on into it.
Hey, Chuck DeLaurentiis here, your private family banking resource. With the banking industry in another tailspin and the Fed raise interest rates again, many of you are asking, when will this madness stop? If you're interested in learning how to establish a family banking system that will reside outside of today's mainstream banking insanity, you'll want to schedule a call with me, your sponsor here of the podcast from Private Family Banking. There's a way for individuals and families to create a pool of money, put that money to work, earning continuously compounding interest, and have that ever-growing pool of capital available as collateral for cash and for financing investments, businesses, college, and other major life expenditures without going to the big banks for loans. Imagine having control of your cash assets in a system that is free from the big bankers while enjoying liquidity, access to your money, safety, security, seeing your money grow continuously, tax protected, knowing that your money is immune from the stock market losses, growing your money at guaranteed rates, and having your precious wealth stored away with protections from court judgments and lawsuits, and ultimately the thrill and peace of mind that through having your own lifelong banking system that will pass along wealth to future generations and avoid the death tax on your estate, you can do this. If this intrigues you, go to protectyourmoneynow.net and download my new free ebook, or just call me, Chuck, at 830-339-9472. That's 830-339-9472, and schedule an appointment today. God bless.
All right. Thank you, Chuck. Thank you for supporting the podcast.
Yeah,
and the
absolutely.
Type of information that we want to put out there. Mm. Chuck is an awesome human being. We are great friends with Chuck and his family.
Yeah.
Spent time
and
with them.
We use Private Family Banking.
Yes, we do. So, we both do.
We both do.
So it's for all ages, shapes, and sizes. So give Chuck a call today.
And the younger you can do it, the better, you know?
Yeah. It's always the sooner you start,
the sooner
better
you start,
you're going to end up.
Yeah, and I actually got my lab works done, and we've been carnivore for over 70 days now. So I think we should make a video about that or talk about that in one of our podcasts about how my blood work looks like.
Yeah.
So anyway, all right, back on.
So now,
with what we were talking about.
Yeah, so we've talked about weather futures, weather options, and the trading of weather and the monetization of weather. And how that would correlate with, obviously, the manipulation of weather. Now, let's get to current events and current news regarding Maui.
Mm.
And I want to direct y'all over to Ryan Christensen at The Last American Vagabond. What I love about Ryan is he is very nonpartisan. He always looks at everything. His motto is question everything. He never dismisses anything, and he never makes any kind of like conspiratorial accusations or anything.
Gotcha.
He's like, hey, let's just look at the facts. What are the facts?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So one of his articles was about Maui and what's up with direct energy weapons, and is it a possibility that, because we're seeing all this incredible amount of circumstantial evidence and all these weird anomalous things that really point to just incredibly peculiar circumstances with molten metal, and like certain things are completely vaporized and green trees are, there's just really weird anomalous stuff. And that doesn't mean that there was a direct energy weapon.
No.
But you know, most people haven't even heard of direct energy weapons. So I wanted to do a little bit of histrionics on this, and I'm directing from some of his resources.
Okay. Awesome.
And there's some really peculiar things, but one of the links that he provides is from the Wayback Machine. Okay. And this is a white paper, a juridical analysis of directed energy weapons in the Earth space arena by Edward Anthony Fessler.
This is crazy.
Okay, y'all. This document page is a 188-page report that was reported on September 30th, 1978, Naval Postgraduate School, Monterey, California.
Nuts.
1978. Okay, crazy. Y'all. So, and this is all broken down, high energy laser, the advent of the direct energy weapon, limitations and countermeasures, strategic implications, the particle beam weapon. So that's for all of y'all that are plebs and noobs. That's the PBW, y'all. So there's characteristics and capabilities. 1978. Control of directed energy weapons through the comprehensive international law. Right? See, so we have a 188-page dissertation on direct energy weapons, and it's available on the Wayback Machine because it got scrubbed. And if any of y'all are not familiar with the Wayback Machine, you really should check it out. It's an incredible resource, and it's one of these resources that it's a terrible thing if you have it and don't use it.
Yeah,
but
yeah, absolutely.
So they've been monkeying with directed energy weapons at a minimum since 78, right? And we have all the breakdown. Now, it gets very interesting as it relates to Hawaii and Maui. Let's see. What's the next bit of evidence? Now, is this
from the Pentagram?
Yeah, so this is from Vice News, and this is dated June 1st of 2023, y'all. Vice News. The Pentagram is spending $1 billion a year on directed energy weapons. Washington is interested in the weapons, but worries they'll end up in the Valley of Death if the Pentagram isn't careful. Don't you love? Dude, and then it's got these really cool lasers that are the TE demonstrator laser weapon system, which is meant to shoot down missiles, right? And so they're showing you these different applications of heat-seeking lasers, not to be confused with the Alan Parsons Project. Okay. The Pentagram is spending $1 billion a year developing laser and microwave weapons, and Washington is worried that money will go to waste. Well, don't worry about that. Their money always goes to waste, but not without the expense of lots of people dying. So,
I mean, come on.
The U.S. Army, Navy, and Air Force have all worked to develop various kinds of direct energy weapons. The most prominent are high energy lasers, HEL. Wow, that's pretty cool. There you go.
And
high powered microwaves, HPM weapons. And HEL is a tight beam weapon good for hitting direct targets like a drone or a missile. HPM hit a wider band and could have less than lethal uses. HPM could down a swarm of drones or disable vehicles without harming the passengers. Now,
or burn down houses without setting the trees on fire.
Well, see, that's what's kind of funny. If you read the article, they make it all about like these tiny little lasers that these are just used to disable rockets and drones and all that stuff. Okay, so that's what you're going to get from a propaganda source like Vice, okay? Because this article was probably financed by one of the propaganda arms of the military-industrial complex.
Yeah.
So, okay, so that's just Exhibit A. Now, here is, this is held on Document Cloud. This is a PDF from the Congressional Research Service. Department of Defense directed energy weapons, background and issues for Congress. And this was updated on September 13th of 2022. And so if you read this, this is, how many pages is this?
Does it say?
Let's see. I'll scroll to the last page.
You can just scroll down. Yeah. 38.
This is 38 pages. And this tells you about all the different things that they're doing with directed energy weapons and the current capabilities and all this stuff. So this is another, this is a congressional document. This is a PDF. Let's see.
There's just so much info out there. It's incredible.
Incredible, y'all. Then, now I want to draw your attention to the AFRL. Okay. So for all of y'all that aren't aware, the AFRL, the Air Force, Maui. Maui. I think that's in Hawaii.
I think the Air Force Maui
Optical and Supercomputing Site. So they called the site AMOS, right? AMOS. Freedom to operate and maintain satellites in space is a critical component of our national security. The U.S. Air Force assists in achieving this freedom, in part by maintaining and awareness of the locations and capabilities of all man-made objects in space. The awareness is called Space Domain Awareness. The scientists and engineers of the Air Force Research Laboratory advance technologies that improve the nation's capability to maintain SSA as the number, sizes, locations, and capabilities of man-made objects in space evolve over time.
Doesn't that just warm your heart and make you feel warm and fuzzy inside? You know,
it is so great. And how interesting is it that this AMOS
what the heck
site,
it's like
has these capabilities
right there at Maui.
And then what's very interesting is
it's like right there.
The feller.
Oh, the good old feller.
The feller, his name is Dr. Kelly Hammett. He recaps time in AFRL. And here's an article from the Daily Post.
From June.
What's our date on there?
June 15th of 2022.
So this is a year ago. Kirkland Air Force Base, Dr. Kelly Hammett, who has led the Air Force Research Laboratory Directed Energy Directorate for the past 6 years, departed AFRL June 6th for his new assignment as the director of the Space Rapid Capabilities Office, both located at Kirkland Air Force Base. I will miss bragging on the directed energy team and all that we accomplished in the 6 years I was in the director's seat. Hammett's worked in directed energy programs and his path to leadership of some of the U.S. Air Force's legacy high energy laser, high power microwave, and electro-optic systems began much earlier, though. So here is the head duck that has been involved. Before taking on the role as director, Hammett served 4 years as the directorate's chief engineer, helping to solve a number of challenges in programs such as the electric laser on an aircraft, or ELA, the airborne laser testbed, or ALTB, the high power microwave CHAMP system, and tackling the Air Force Maui Optical and Supercomputing, or AMOS, site's sustainment and modernization program, along with other challenges. So this guy has been, we've been doing this, and this became public knowledge through under Ronnie Reagan and the Star Wars program.
Yeah.
And that supposedly deeply failed and all that stuff. But we sent a bunch of satellites up during the Star Wars program.
Yep.
And basically, NASA has always been a clandestine arm of the military industrial complex.
Of course.
And yep. This entire space race thing, funny thing happened on the way to the moon, y'all. Mm. So I don't want to get conspiratardia on you, but a funny thing happened on the way to the moon.
Yeah, something did happen.
But we continue, we can see info after info after info. And the last American vagabond, they have two pages of tons of PDFs, government documentation, historical information. This was on Amos. Then we have another article from globalsecurity.org, high-powered microwave advanced missile project. So this is that CHAMP that you heard us just reference. The counter-electronic high-powered microwave advanced missile project is an unmanned system capable of flying into a contested area and disabling an adversary's electronic systems. It employs a high-power radio frequency technology, which was developed over the past two decades in the Air Force Research Laboratory and tested through a joint capability technology demonstration program. Combatant commanders express the need for military options on the battlefield that will keep troops far from enemy fire while achieving the desired effect of containment and control of the area. And I don't know if any of y'all remember last year or the year before last, it was in Venezuela, and we had ambassadors in Venezuela that complained of being hit with an energy weapon, and it was giving them headaches and like nosebleeds. And that is all on record that some type of energy weapon was being used on government agents. And it's public record. And that, and I'm pretty sure even Ryan references that article somewhere. There's another really interesting article on here about let me find the Mint Press News article. It's right here somewhere about there is a, I can look at the Twitter one here. Let's see. Representative Ted Lieu and I introduced the U.S.-Israel Directed Energy Cooperation Act today. This bipartisan bill allows us to collaborate with Israel to counter global adversarial threats by increasing our cooperation on directed energy technology. So there you go. So we're collaborating with Israel, and so it's got to be good. You know, these are our allies. And so, you know, these are the kind of great things that are happening right now. And there's just article after article after article.
It's crazy.
That are literally associated with this area of the country.
It's nuts.
Right? And this Amos site that is on Maui.
Nuts.
It's just, you know, now, was this a direct energy weapon? I don't know.
Yeah.
There's an inordinate amount of circumstantial evidence that at a minimum shows that these kind of weapons exist and they are in use. Now, whether or not, you know, and then there's all the other
nuts, the other crazy stuff,
all the other governmental stuff where they cut off the water so they couldn't put out the fires.
Yeah.
The early detection and warning system sirens never went off. There was so much collusion.
People went to go like evacuate and then they were like, no, it's fine. Just go on back.
Yeah,
all types.
And then
like schools were closed for that day or whatever.
Schools were closed.
So then all the kids
children were home.
Mm.
And here's the thing.
Mass slaughter,
they were coming out saying, oh, 90 people are dead. There's like 1,500 people missing, y'all.
Wow.
There are people that jumped in the ocean to escape the fire. You have whistleblowers. You have this Antarctica guy whistleblower saying with all the human trafficking stuff when there was these large-scale traumatic events like earthquakes and tsunamis, this is when these guys would sweep in and scoop people up because, they went missing.
They probably just died, you know.
Yeah,
they just died.
Perfect time to scoop up a bunch of kids and sell them to the highest bidder. I mean, this stuff is so nefarious and so overarching and wide reaching.
Land grab.
All the land grabs.
It's incredible. None
of the elites like Oprah Winfrey or Jeff Bezos, their houses were fine.
Perfect.
You know, completely untouched. And nuts. It's just way, you know, and then you have all the anti-God stuff and anti-creation and destruction and mayhem.
Betting against God. Like, what the heck?
Yeah, unbelievable, y'all.
What in the world?
Then we have another article, a PDF article, Directed Energy Futures, Visions for the Next 40 Years of the U.S. Department of Defense Directed Energy Technologies, and you can read.
Oh, goody!
You can read through this, y'all, and this stuff: directed energy range and focus of military power, scalability and flexibility, precision of directed energy weapons and special operations, directed energy weapons for intermediate forces operations, speed of application of power within the battle space, and it's just bullet pointed. I mean, you can't, you know, this is just like the PNAC document.
Yeah.
And they put this information out there and it's published and it's PDF'd and it's permanently on the internet for now. as more people start
waking up,
drawing attention
to this,
they're
going to try to wipe this out.
Yeah. It'll get scrubbed.
Scrub it.
And you can see all of these incredible devices that they're attaching to it. Planes, to ships, to portable, like MRAPs, future trends and challenges for laser weapon technologies. Nuts. I mean, this is all stated, y'all. That, you know, and everybody wants to act like this is some kind of tinfoil hat, goofy thing.
Yeah.
But this stuff exists.
It's real.
They were writing about
since the 70s.
In 1978. Nuts. And if they knew about it in 1978, how much further how much advancement could be made since 78,
since the
y'all.
70s?
That was way before a cell phone, okay? Dude. And just the way that technology now multiplies by month.
Goodness.
You know, and the capabilities, it's just unbelievable.
AI and everything, I mean, they can work at stupid speeds, testing all this stuff out.
And this is just pages and pages of the capability.
Nuts.
And where it's been and where it's going and how they're going to use it, the speed of application. I mean, it's just historical and current examples of DEWs, DEW, you know, direct energy weapons, you know, these things that are conspiratorial, right? In this PDF, they're going to give you historical and current examples of direct energy weapons that they have used, that they are using, what the capabilities are. Unbelievable. Then they're going to tell you about the future trends of DEWs, you know, these things that don't exist. Now,
wink, wink.
How similar is this entire concept to chemtrails? How long have we had to listen to it? Those aren't chemtrails. These are contrails.
Come on.
You guys are just tinfoil hat retards, and you're dumb. And, you know, we've been doing different chemtrail videos on YouTube for, like, at a minimum 4 or 5 years, and every time
we talk about
it, you get either your, you know, whether it's a government bot, whether it's a signature reduction agent, whatever it is, whether it's a Cohen, you know, I was a pilot and blah, blah, blah. You know, or that's just condensed water vapor.
No, look, okay, normal airplane, there are normal airplanes that have passengers in them, and the little vapor that comes off of them, you know, little vapor trail. Okay, I get that. That's a vapor trail. We all know what a vapor trail is, okay? It disappears within, when you're looking up at it, up at the sky, you know, it looks like only a couple feet. It's probably longer than that, of course, but it dissipates within a minute, you know, 40 seconds or so behind the plane. This stuff lasts forever and then disperse over the whole entire sky. And then actually what I've been noticing, what our whole family has actually noticed since this drought, which it's only been like a month and a half without any rain. It's not as bad as certain spots in Texas or the South. We've been noticing that every day that goes by, the drier and drier it gets, the sky keeps getting more and more less blue. It's kind of weird. Like, if you look at the edges of the sky, it's all gray except for the dead smack center when you look straight up, and it's just a little bit blue. And I would like for to hear from y'all if y'all have noticed that about the skies looking hazy. They have been blasting way more chemtrails recently too, and different times of the day, and when they do it really intense too. Like, we were just out shooting a video, and I already saw that they had already went through several times, and they were already dispersing out, you know, covering up. And yeah, it's nuts. It's nuts.
Yeah. Yeah, and they just continue to talk about all this stuff. They have really cool, like, Terminator-type pictures in here. Not joking, y'all. It's, of, like,
yeah,
android-type being shooting lasers.
Yeah.
And it's just like, you know, so who's the conspiratard and all this stuff? When they mock us within their own literature, it's just insane, you know. It's so crazy. And I wanted to draw a little bit of attention to this because the great thing is people are talking about this.
Yeah, which is great.
Normies are talking about this and just average people. And so it's the beauty of just pushing this information out. Mm-hmm. And that's what's great, the way guys like James Corbett and Ryan Christensen and these other people that are willing to take the risk and push out real information, document it, hyperlink it, and, you know, pull it, extract it from the Wayback Machine for us so that we can access it. So it's something that's there, that's irrefutable, undeniable. And then you have to, after taking all the evidence that's available, you draw your own conclusions. Yeah. That way you don't have to listen to some talking head from the Mockingbird media that all regurgitate the same
lines, same scripts over and over again.
And now you can say, hey, that do stuff is crazy. Oh, well, hey, did you check out this government
document? Did you even try to research it? Oh, no. Okay, well, go research it. Don't listen to us. Go research
it. Yeah, here's a PDF. Yeah. I mean, it's all right
there.
Read
it for yourself.
They're saying that's what they're doing. They're not hiding it.
Don't just do a Google search. Oh, no, you can't do that. You know,
that's curated.
That's super curated.
The Googles.
Hence why you will only get like 10 to 12 results, and they're all mainstream crap, too.
Yeah.
Even though it'll say, oh, we have 8 billion results, but you only get like 11 choices out of the 8 billion results. Yeah.
The internet is shrinking, y'all. If you're on a mainstream, curated, InQtel search engine, the internet continues to shrink.
Exactly. And we're going to go ahead and run another ad, and then we'll be back with y'all here in a little bit. Today's podcast is sponsored by thetexasboys.com. If you want some absolutely delicious farm products, go on over to thetexasboys.com, where we sell our unvaccinated, unpasteurized raw honey. And it has all the yummy vitamins and minerals in it. But also we have our balk tea. We have several different kinds of balk tea that we sell over on thetexasboys.com, and our ever-growing coffee line, from flavored coffees to absolutely just some good old-fashioned, you know, your Columbia Supremo and your Justice Espresso. And then also we branched into our CBD coffee line. It's 100% organic. It's the CBD is grown literally like 30 minutes from my house, and it's absolutely incredible stuff, and none of the junk in it. It's just straight organic infused CBD coffee, and the coffee that's in with the CBD is out of this world amazing. Also, our Lion's Mane coffee is super scrumptious, and your brain absolutely loves it. So if you're getting all that brain fog, instead of swigging one of them energy drinks, you know, and you're getting that brain drain, hey, you can swig some Lion's Mane coffee, and you're going to know what's up. So, and also, head on over to the butcher shop. If you are local or close to the Northeast Texas area, we are selling
unvaccinated, grass-fed, grass-finished pork and beef. And we are selling whole cows, whole pigs, half cows, whole half pigs, quarter cows, and quarter pigs. So hopefully you can find something that you love over at thetexasboys.com. And also, before we get back on into the show here, remember to leave a review on this podcast. It helps us tremendously because the they, them, those, the one percenters absolutely hate this podcast. They hate the Fearless podcast, as you can see on our YouTube channel. they love desubscribing people over there. But just give us a rating, and it helps push this podcast out. And with all that said, y'all, let's get back on into the podcast.
All right. Speaking of the podcast, you know, we love the interaction. You can interact on the Fountain app. You can comment. You can boost podcasts over there. So, and we will answer your questions.
Yeah.
So whether you're, if you want to post a question over at the Fountain app, if you want to post a question on the YouTube channel, if you want to email us and shoot us some information and say, hey, why don't you guys
talk about this,
yeah, do a story on this.
Sure.
You know, we love the interaction, and we'd love to.
And with the Fountain app, you make money while you listen to podcasts, right, which is great.
Yeah, you make sats, which are like fractions of Bitcoin.
Yep.
And it'll randomly select how much they'll pay you per minute. And the first 60 minutes every day you listen to podcasts, you get paid Satoshis. It's a really cool platform. It's value for value. And I listen to all of my podcasts over on the Fountain app.
Yeah, that's great.
It's a cool option. So, yeah, so, I mean, that was a ton of information.
That was a lot of information. That was a lot.
What do you, Matt, is there anything else that you want to talk about or close out this episode with? Anything else, anything we're missing?
I think we're just going to be pushing out more content. Of recently, I hurt my shoulder, so be praying for me. And while swimming in the swimming pool last night, there was a loud crack and crunch, and
yeah,
my left shoulder that I had surgery on 2 years ago, labrum surgery, now feels loose. So, yes,
we got to go back to the orthopedic surgeon. So
I had an x-ray done today. The bones and everything look good, but you can't see labrums and muscles and tissue. So I'm going to go get a MRI done.
Yep. Yeah. So fun stuff. Matt's not going to be doing any heavy construction for a bit. Yep. So
we're going to be pumping out the content on the YouTube channel.
And we should be at the Mountain Readiness, their October fallout.
Super
on Mountain
exciting.
Readiness. So we're going to be speaking there. We're looking forward to that. Mm. That is October 19th, 20th, and 21st. Yeah. So check out Mountain Readiness. We really appreciate T and all the people over there. There's going to be lots of awesome people there. And I believe Permapasture Farms is going to be there.
That's going to be great.
Bear Independent. Yeah. The Fit Farmer might be there. There's lots of.
You're going to be collaborating with the Pimpcast, actually.
Yes. Billy and I are going to do like a historical something or other. It's going to be very informative. It's probably going to be hilarious.
Yeah.
Billy is a hilarious dude.
He is.
Him and William.
The pasture-raised pimp.
Yeah.
Yeah. Absolutely love that podcast. Go check that one out. That on the Fountain app. Yeah. So I think that's it for today, y'all. And stay fearless, my friends. We'll see y'all later.
All right, y'all. We'll see you.